Petersburg's basketball players hit the ground running last Wednesday night, playing their best games of the week. The Varsity Vikings soundly defeated the visiting Haynes Glacier Bears 62-31. Rick Brock, who coaches Petersburg's boys' teams, says he was glad to see his players score evenly and hold up a strong line of defense throughout the first game.
They're a young team, but they really play well together. So I felt our half-court defense really set ourselves up for our scoring on the offensive end. We got out in transition quite a bit. We also got production from a lot of different players, and that's one of the important things for us.
The Vikings took home another victory on Thursday, but it was a close call. They won their second game against Haynes 37-36. Brock says it was hard for his players to bounce back after their big win the previous night.
So it's hard to win two games, especially if you win by a big margin, I found the first night, to come bounce back that second game. And Haynes was very aggressive. They didn't allow us to get out in transition. Their half-court defense was better. And we just struggled to put the ball in the basket. You know, we made a couple of turnovers, but we were able to hold our end and come out with a small victory.
But by Friday, Brock says his players had just about run out of steam. The Mount Edgecombe Braves, visiting from Sitka, won the third game 83-57. And then Sitka won again on Saturday, 70-49. Nevertheless, Brock is satisfied with how his players held up against the Braves, who are undefeated this season.
They jumped on us and we never recovered, but I still was happy with the way that we played. The guys seemed pleased with at least their competitive level and that they were positive with each other and positive with themselves.
Like their counterparts, the Lady Vikings' first game was also their strongest of the week, even though they ended up 3 points behind the Lady Glacier Bears. Haynes had an early lead, and the Lady Vikings had to fight back the rest of the way. Petersburg's girls were dead even with Haynes in the third quarter, and even outscored them in the second and final quarters. But Coach Matt Powick says it was a hole just too deep for his team to climb out of.
But I was proud of the girls for how hard they played. Ended up being a three-point game, and you know that's really all you can ask for is just to be in the game when the final horn sounds. So, and that's a good team. They're the number two team in Southeast.
The Lady Vikings lost that game 27-30. And the following night, the proverbial hole for them to climb out of was even deeper. Powick says they just couldn't keep up when the fleet-footed Lady Glacier Bears recovered their energy the second night.
We had a heck of a time stopping them. They're a very fast team. They got out a lot of fast break points. It's just one of those nights where we just didn't have it.
The Lady Vikings lost their last game 22-46. But Powick says he doesn't think that last game is indicative of how his players will perform this week, or in regionals. The Vikings will play another bout of home games against the Craig Panthers this week, ending on Petersburg's senior weekend. The Vikings' performance will determine their placement in the upcoming regional tournament. If the Lady Vikings win both of their games against Craig, they could make it into the third seed. The Varsity Vikings are slated for second seed, and they're set to play the Wrangell Wolves for their first game in regionals. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.